Hi folks, Liam Sutherland here. Yes, it's another Thursday night. Running a few minutes late. I had a little bit of trouble connecting up tonight. I don't know. I've spoken to a few people online. Seems to be a bit of a problem with all around the world with internet service. So I'm just in the middle of changing. I'm going to change my provider. See if that makes any difference. My new provider is Vodafone. It's them that's rolling out 5G, ironically. But they're running at about 65, 70 meg, so I'm going to go with that. I'm going to see how I get on with that. I've never been happy with the company I'm with. I must lose my connection, I would say, 10 or 12 times a day. Not for a long lag, but it's still annoying because you've got to wait and log back on, and sometimes it sort of hangs and stuff. So yeah, by this time next week, I'll be with a different provider altogether, Vodafone. And as I say, I think it's 60-70 meg connection. So yeah. And it's fibre. Well, I'm on fibre at the minute, but this fibre is a bit faster and a bit cheaper, strangely enough. However, the interesting thing is, they don't use... everyone in this country, everyone shares BT, which is British Telecom. Everyone shares their landline network, which is called Open Zone, BT Open Zone. But unless it's cable, Virgin have got a cable network as well, all throughout the country. And I tried that. They said it was a lot faster, but I actually tried it and did a download test. An upload and download test. And it was actually slightly slower. The cable was slightly slower. A bit surprised at that.
Vodafone
have put in their own. Yeah?
Yeah, I was wondering, until we're able to try another microphone, I still hear that background noise a bit. If you brought down your levels on your computer, I remember there was a 20 decibel boost that was the default, and you were able to bring it down, right? 15 or 10 decibel instead?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you can do that while you're talking during the show, if you're able to fiddle around and find the screen while you're chatting, maybe you can try to do that. It might help, I think, with the background noise, because we have your voice coming in louder than we need it, and it might just bring out that background noise where we don't hear it. Maybe it's just way louder than you need, your microphone. So
right.
Maybe we can try that.
Yeah, I'll have a look for that in a minute.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, I'll have a look for that. There's a gain boost that's right in the mic. I can't remember what it is, but I'll find it. I'll find it. It's in the mixer somewhere, I think. Getting back to what I was saying. The Vodafone, the company, the biggest company in the UK that does mobile communication. They're busy rolling out 5G and everything. But what I didn't know is they've also put in their own fiber optic system, which is good because they've been swapped between BT Open Zone and Vodafone, two different systems. And according to all sources, Vodafone's fiber is just a newer system. It's more up to date and more reliable. So yeah, we'll find out. We'll see how it goes. Certainly by next week, I'll be on this. Different connection. So maybe that'll sort things out. You know, we're all always thinking that noise is. Background noise is connected to the microphone, but it's maybe not, it's maybe something else. But I'll try changing the mic as well. I'll try a new condenser mic and see what we got.
An interesting topic and title tonight, Lies, Deception, and Mind Control. The News at 6.
Yes, absolutely. It's becoming more and more apparent that the left, the satanic elite, the deep state, whatever you want to call them, the billionaire pedophile club, they are very much in control of pretty much all the media. And it's kind of like, more or less everything they say is just to back up the previous lies they've told us. Which is based on previous lies. It's like layers and layers of lies. And it's interesting because a lot of folk they don't actually believe. But they think everything. They don't realise the world's run by satanic criminal lunatics. And most people don't want to wake up to this reality. So they just convince themselves that everything that isn't on the TV news is a conspiracy theory. That's basically it. That's basically what it is. I even had an argument this week with my father, with my dad, and he got quite annoyed with me because I was saying stuff that it was to do with the coronavirus. And, I was saying stuff that he hadn't heard on TV. The numbers were grossly exaggerated to further their agenda. And the more, the bigger the numbers are, the scarier it is, and the more they can sell the agenda. And we know what the agenda is. Anyway, I ended up having an argument with him. It was quite upsetting, really, because. I said, well, look, listen, put everything else aside, just look at this one fact. The fact that all other causes of death, including sepsis, cardiac arrest, lung cancer, regular flu, all of these causes of death have taken an absolute nosedive. Which is, it's impossible for that to happen. It's totally uncharacteristic for this time of year. So clearly, a lot of these deaths are being chalked down as corona-related. I mean, it's obvious. You don't need to be a scientist or a mathematician to work out that that's what they'll do. And to further back that up, doctors and nurses have come forward and said, yes, that is the case. We're being, there's a whole load of them online saying, yes, that is the case. We've had to, alter birth certificates to reflect corona death rather than sepsis or whatever. Anyway, I think someone's just joined us. Got a funny little tone there. Hi, anybody there?
No, I don't believe we have anyone who jumped on right now.
All right, I've got a funny little tone, like a doorbell going.
Bing, oh, okay. Yeah. Not on the conference though.
All right, okay. Sorry, I've still got Skype opened in the background. It's maybe a Skype tone. Obviously, I don't really need that open. I could close it off, couldn't I? I'll just close that off. So, yeah, that's what's happening. Now, there's a clip circulating online. It's unbelievable, really. But it was actually a female, you know, a lot of you probably have seen it. It's actually a female from the Royal College of Nursing, a spokeswoman for the Royal College of Nursing, which is the body in the UK that has to do with nursing qualifications, nurses training, awarding your badges from when you finish and everything. When you graduate, you know, you get your SRN. And basically, they're just a governing body for all of the nurses in the UK. Anyway, there was a spokeswoman from there on TV, just speaking about Corona and whatnot. And I couldn't believe it, but she actually, I don't know if it was nerves or what it was, but she actually slipped up and said that, they hadn't, what was it exact was? Yeah, they hadn't caused enough, direct casualties, that caused enough casualties or deaths from Corona. Yeah, caused is the word, that's a physical word. Caused. And then she just, she didn't seem to realise she said it, she just carried on. Now, I mean, that could be a slip of the tongue, but it's much more likely to be a Freudian slip, if you like. They know what's going on. I mean, they are complicit in all this. Of course they are. I'm just seeing if I could find it. Because I could play the audio. I could play the audio. It's quite. It's only a 5-minute clip. But it's quite mind-blowing, to say the least. And, you know, she said that. And this was on BBC News. BBC News, goodness sake. I did share it. I sent it quite a few of my contacts. But, I mean, it's just further evidence. It just reinforces what we already know. And what we already know is that this virus, or so-called virus, has been grossly exaggerated and used as a smokescreen for several other agendas that they are pushing through. So much is going on. So much is happening. It's terrifying. Farmers burying crops. Farmers slaughtering millions of chickens and cows and burying all sorts of fruit and cereal crops, just burying them, plowing them into the ground rather than put them into the food chain. Absolutely incredible, it's absolutely mental. And at the same time, I mean, it doesn't make any sense whatsoever. The US is importing a cattle from Bolivia. Not some mad African country. I mean, why would they be importing cattle from there and slaughtering cattle in the US? It makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. It's it, it boggles the mind. It absolutely boggles the mind. There's obviously an agenda behind this, destroying all those crops and everything. So these were farmers actually saying, look, listen, you think things are bad now, wait, just wait, 2 or 3 weeks, there won't be anything on the shelves, your shelves will all be completely bare, the food chain has been interrupted. Yeah, just seeing if I can pull it up there, computer's running a bit slow. Where are we? Yeah, you got to hear this. This is just like, oh, this is absolutely mind-blowing. See if I can find it. Maybe I'll refresh. Computer's a bit glitchy tonight. Problem loading page. I hate that message. Problem loading page. So the Vinley, I don't know, I spoke to a lot of friends online, I just get the feeling they're slowing things down. They're putting a throttle on the internet, I'm absolutely sure of it. It doesn't make any sense. Mind you, I suppose there would be a little bit of truth in the fact that, you know, there's a lot of people on now, more people. For sure. So, yeah, it's not wanting to respond. So we've got some really interesting videos that have been pulled off of YouTube by Dr. Erickson. Absolutely brilliant. He's actually basically spoken out and said, you know, we're being told a load of nonsense. You can't actually catch a virus. A virus is not even infectious. It doesn't work like that. A virus is your own cell dumping toxins. A virus is a self-cleaning. Our bodies are self-cleaning. Now, Dr. Shiva, he said exactly the same thing. There's a female Indian doctor as well. She said the same thing. It's not like, a bacteria or, you know, bacterial infection or whatever. It's not like that at all. The virus is just it's a cellular reaction, basically. It's a toxin dump. It's a self-cleanse. Our bodies are incredible. Very, very efficient. Really good at dumping toxins and really good at self-cleaning. Providing we let them just get on the stuff. I mean, all we can do, and it's important that we know this, all we can do is just get plenty of good food. Don't eat processed rubbish. Make sure you get plenty of vitamin D, which is sunlight, or at least you can get vitamin D from sunlight. If you feel you're coming down with something, or, you know, being a little bit under the weather, make sure there's plenty of zinc in your diet. Because the viruses do not like zinc. I've got first-hand experience with that. A few times I've had, just known that something was coming on me. Something nasty was coming on me. I was beginning to get it or whatever. And I always take a course of zinc tablets, and it's brilliant. It just zaps it. It just zaps it away. Old-fashioned remedies are the best. Throat infections, gargle with salt. If you feel something coming into your throat and there's a chance it'll go to your chest, you gargle with salt. Lukewarm water with some salt in it. Obviously not dry salt, but yeah, spoonful of salt in half a glass of water, and just gargle with that. That'll kill any strep or whatever it's in your throat. Yeah, so zinc's a thing. So yeah, the news is the controlled media is absolutely hysterical. Absolutely hysterical. And they've been caught, I mean, I don't know where to start, they've been caught over and over and over again, you know, telling lies and, you know, presenting theatre. There's pictures, actual footage of a hospital, apparently it's in New York, and they've got this ventilator and all these pipes sticking into a patient. But if you look a little bit closer, underneath the covers, you'll see that it's actually a dummy. It's actually a dummy. Unbelievable, but yeah. With a plastic head. And there was another one of a patient coming out the back of an ambulance. This was in New York as well. Presumably, and then an arm falls out of the stretcher. An arm. Falls out, and you can clearly see by the hand that it's not a real hand. You can clearly see it. I mean, all this stuff floating around in the internet. You can tell the way the arm moves and the way the hand moves. It's, you know, it's not an unconscious person. It's a plastic a dummy's arm. So, I mean, why would they do that? Why would they need to do that? Why would they need to use mannequins and dummies? If there was a real virus on, why would they do that? You know, and why would they go to the trouble of sticking ventilators and everything in a mannequin? It just, yeah. It just indicates quite clearly that we're being led up a garden path with this agenda. Anyway, yeah, so I found that little clip I was talking about. On YouTube, I'm just loading it up now. Okay, yeah. Yeah. So, another week.
Have you, Graham? Have you been able to locate that that volume boost? If you could bring that down again, if you could find it.
Like all right. Sound. Yeah. Sorry, I forgot about
just
that.
Like the control panel, sound hardware, or something like that.
Yeah. Right, let me see, I'm in a control panel now.
Just for something about sound and hardware, if they show an icon of a speaker under control panel, something like that, you should be able to, for hardware and settings, and then sound. But,
Devices? No. It's sound. Okay, sound.
Okay, and then for the microphones. Yeah, so I'm wondering what kind of incentives are over there. I mean, over here we have hospitals being given $13,000 for every case they mark COVID-19. But since the 70s, here we've had a for-profit medical industry in general. And I know in Europe that's strictly not allowed. So are there still any financial incentives, or is it just basically, a threat, basically from these globalist forces of the EU and the UN, which have these doctors potentially padding numbers? You don't think there's financial incentives over there? Wouldn't you say it's probably just draconian threats on the medical staff?
No. Yeah, no, there is. I mean, part of our NHS. Well, our NHS is free. However, there are people that have got private, health insurance with BUFA and stuff, and they don't have to wait for operations and stuff. They can get straight in because of, you know, they're covered. And I think that's between 35% and 40% of the beds in the country are private. The rest are national health. So the private ones, yes, they'll be making that. Listen, I found the microphone boost and turned it down 10 decibels. Is that any difference?
Yeah, I was just going to tell you, that did make a difference. Yeah, your voice is still plenty loud for what we need to pick you up. And I can hardly even hear those background sounds. So if you want to, when you have a chance, still buy another condenser mic just for a go, just to see if we get those sounds out completely. But regardless, it's helped a lot. Where I can barely even hear them, and yeah, you're coming in much better. We can still hear you fine. So yeah, hopefully you could keep it set at that. Maybe after the show, do a restart on your computer so it'll save those settings. Hopefully.
Yeah. No, I can apply that right now. Do you want me to try going down another 10 decibels?
Okay. Well, yeah. Let's keep it like that next time. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Listen, that's me down another 10. Actually, I'm down at +10 instead of +30. That's on the microphone boost side. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 8, 9, 10. So is that any difference?
Yeah, you could probably have it like that and speak a little bit louder. Even be able to be a little closer to the mic, and that probably will help even more to take out those background sounds we were getting. It may have just been way too loud, the gain for the microphone.
Yeah. Do you have any idea what I'm on another page of the control panel thing here, and it says DC offset cancellation. Do you have any idea what that is?
What is it again?
DC offset cancellation.
Oh, okay. DC. I don't think we I'm not really sure, honestly. Something related to the digital sound output, the other jacks perhaps. I mean,
yeah, it says at the bottom, it says DC offset cancellation makes input signal operate at the right level.
Okay.
Makes input signal operate at the right level. Well, try switching it off.
I'm not sure.
Let's just try it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's it.
I've disabled it. Is that any different? Not really too sure. But you're sounding a lot better. Like I say, you can be louder and closer to the mic. You can talk louder, closer to the mic.
Yeah.
And no distortion. That background sound is very quiet. So, yeah, you sound a lot better. Just keep it at that. The level you have it now will probably work out. Yeah, I guess you dropped it twice. So, okay, yeah, we'll try this for now. Until...
I'm going to try and play this audio. Of this woman, as I say, it was on the BBC News at 16:53 tonight. I'm going to try and play it and see if you can hear it. Like I say, it's only a short audio clip. It's quite mind blowing. It really is.
Okay, let's try to give it a listen. Sure.
Okay.
Is it not coming up? I mean, let's at least talk to the listeners, Graham, if it's not coming up yet. Come on.
Sure. No, sorry. It came up saying PR end of file error. I don't know what that means. I'm trying to figure out what PR end of file error means. Hang on, I'll try again.
But you're saying that due to the amount of padding of the official numbers, cases, and deaths, you at least agree that there's a lot of intimidation of the UK doctors, the EU medical field staff.
Oh, definitely.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely. There's a lot of peer pressure going on as well, and even direct interference. There's a nurse who does daily updates, and she, you know, she's been speaking out against it, basically saying, you know, they're being, some of her colleagues and her was advised to change some of the death certificates, cause of death, and put them down to corona. And she said, it's not just me, some of my other colleagues in different hospitals around the country are saying the same thing. There's this peer pressure to manipulate the numbers, and she's been banned from YouTube. Okay, here we go. I've got this thing loaded up now. Listen to this. I'll move the mic a bit nearer just because. Okay, here we go.
No, we're not. Sorry, Graham, we're not really picking that up too well. I can't really hear. Can't really make out what they're saying.
Can you not?
No. I mean, if in the future you give me a clip before your show, I can cue it up and play it during the show. You know, I could download make it into an MP3 or whatever and play it during the show. But
it's only, I'll send it to you right now, Richard. It's only 1 minute and 13 seconds long.
All right, I'll see if I can. Yeah, and then just send it to me and then keep talking about it. Maybe I'll be able to cue it up shortly.
Yeah, I think to be honest, it's just someone that's, recorded the TV. So it's not, you know, even its source, it's not that great. But see what you can make of it.
Okay, sure. No problem.
It's quite a bombshell, right? I couldn't believe what I was hearing. It's like she totally slipped up. She basically says we didn't infect enough of the population. That's actually what she said. We didn't infect enough of the population. Unbelievable. She said that with a straight face. Couldn't believe it. It's like, whoa. So, and that was the chief executive of the Royal College of Nursing. Her name is Dame Donna Kinnear. Dame Donna Kinnear. They've all got grandiose, fancy titles. We didn't infect enough people. So, yeah, I mean, it's just, the scam is unraveling. The media scam is unraveling. The elite aren't satisfied with the death rate. So, and they're under pressure. They are under pressure. Day before yesterday, I noticed I've been watching the numbers on worldmeters.com every day, and suddenly, UK's numbers are usually about 600, 700, 800, and the other day there was 4,500 added to our daily death total, and I thought, wait, what's going on here? And it was basically them adding retrospectively, the numbers of people who had died in private care homes, and going back to, I think it was the 2nd of April, and basically including all the old folk that died in care homes for the month, basically, for the whole month. So, yeah, wow. They're clearly under pressure to try and make these numbers look as big and scary as possible.
Okay, Graham, it looks like I have it queued up here. I'll try to play it. It's a minute and 13 seconds.
Okay, perfect. Thanks.
All right, you should be able to hear it too on the conference here. I'll put it on now.
Tests were also requested at drive-through sites. Dame Donna Kinnair is the General Secretary and Chief Executive of the Royal College of Nursing, and she joins me now live. Thank you so much for joining us on BBC News. I wonder, Donna Kinnair, how do you feel about the government's plans to test all essential workers? Do you think that health workers should be given priority, or do you think that this is right?
So I think we need a stage where health workers are given priority, because actually it's health workers that have been providing the care. So if I just take my example today, I've been at the Nightingale Hospital, and actually in order for us to go there, we do have to be tested if we're showing symptoms to be able to not take time off and to be able to deliver the right care for our patients. But just reference to your earlier conversation about lifting the lockdown, we know that we haven't infected enough of the population with this virus. So for any lifting of any lockdown to be successful, we need not only to be able to test healthcare workers, but also to track and trace patients or people, not just patients.
Wow. That's absolutely mind-blowing. We haven't infected enough people. She said that. She actually said that. We didn't infect enough of the population. Wow. Just speechless when I heard that. Absolutely speechless. And then she just carried on talking, as if, nothing untoward, nothing outrageous had been said. But you can almost guarantee that these people, I mean, she's a titled black woman, by the looks of things, Dame Donna Kinnear. You can rest assured that anyone with that title, anyone with any kind of title, is in on the scam, absolutely, definitely. But listen, it's just like the whole thing's unraveling all around the world. We're seeing this emotional nonsense about clapping for the NHS, clapping for the nurses and doctors and everything. And then, at the same time, you've got these people filming their local hospitals from all over the world, showing empty waiting rooms, empty casualty wards, empty ENRs, everything. As quiet as anything. And these emergency, so-called emergency pop-up tents that are meant for COVID testing. No one there. There's not a soul there. We've got all this bunting up and, road cones and, all this nonsense and big refrigerated trucks parked at the back of the hospitals and everything. Empty. It's all empty. It's just all utter nonsense. It's pure theatre. Absolute pure theatre. Then you might say, but they're only, the point has been made. Some folks are saying, they're only preparing for the worst. Okay, well, the worst has not happened then. The worst has not happened yet. It's not happened. All of these hospitals, not just in New York, but certainly the 2 or 3 hospitals in New York film, which is meant to be an epicenter. It's meant to be the kind of world epicenter for this so-called virus. And yet, why is anything? The car parks are even empty. There's nothing coming and going. There's no, ambulances coming and going. There's no people getting stretchered in or whatever. And they keep showing the same. They keep saying there's mass burials going on. But they keep showing the same clip. It looks like drone footage. They keep showing the same clip with about a dozen or so, you know, coffins lined up in a kind of open mass grave. But there's obviously not. It's not hundreds. It's not even dozens. And it's certainly not thousands. They keep showing that same footage. And now, of course, they always show hospital trucks with these refrigerated transport trucks. You know, supposedly waiting for bodies out the back of the hospital. There's nothing in them. There's nothing in them. That's a huge theatre production. And we're the fools that say it's basically eaten up. You know, we're just basically buying the garbage. It's utter nonsense. It's like, oh man, they're having a field day. Henry Kissinger famously said, when the herd accepts mandatory forcible vaccination, it's game over. They will accept anything, forcible blood or organ donation, for the greater good. We could genetically modify children and sterilize them for the greater good. Control sheep's minds and you control the herd. Vaccine makers stand to make billions, and many of you in this room today are investors. It's a big win-win. We thin out the herd, and the herd pays us for providing extermination services. Now, what's for lunch? He actually said that. He famously said that. That was in 2009 at the World Health Organization Council on Eugenics. Unbelievable that these Satanists, these Moloch cult freaks, are so in your face with this. Unbelievable. That's a famous that's a famous speech by him at the Council of Eugenics. The World Health Organization, it should be called the World Death Organization, because that's what they're concerned with. I mean, even Trump's pulled the plug on them and said, you know, America, the US, was the biggest donor. They're not going to be giving them any more money. Bill Gates is in there up to the neck. He's put a lot. He basically bought his way in. He donated billions. Can't remember how many billions. I think it was seven. I think it was 7 billion. He bought himself in, and now he's because he's a big donor, and he thinks he should be a big voice. He thinks he should be a big influence in this scam. I mean, he's got no medical qualifications whatsoever. He hasn't got a clue. All he's doing is he's basically carrying on the work of his parents. They were into the whole eugenics campaign. He's just carrying on with their ideals and using his money as best he can to thin out the herd, as they say. So, forced sterilization of children, man, it's unbelievable. Unbelievable. So, why would a software engineer like Gates, why would he be so concerned about vaccination? Just think about that for a moment. He's got no medical training, he's got no history in, you know, medicine or anything else, but yet he's absolutely obsessed with vaccinations. So yes, he's managed to buy himself. Yeah.
But I could suggest one connection is the nanotechnology industry is very much interested in an ID that would be implanted under the skin, and they're saying this could be injected in the vaccine. You would get it would be like a needle made of some sort of sugar, saccharin, based where the tip of it with the would dissolve basically with the nano particle inside the skin, and then it would just be able to be used to see who has been tested, who has been vaccinated, and they could see this potentially the same nanotechnology being a general ID, you know, a national ID, federal ID, even a UN ID, for that matter, you know, if they're globalist New World Order, a sort of mark of the beast. And so that's where I think the connection overlaps. And also Gates, I mean, back in 2006, he was doing lectures talking about population reduction and how if we were really smart about it, that we could very possibly use vaccines to accomplish this. So I think he's interested in vaccines because of the connection to potentially reducing population with different means incorporated in the vaccines, and also for all this tracking nanotechnology that they want to roll out with more mandatory vaccination mandates in future. So that's I think that's the big connection why he got into all this in the first place, if I could add that.
Yeah, that's Bill Gates, they're in a vaccine, would kill around 1,000 people. And he said, smile. But these people are psychopaths. This is basically running this world. These psychopaths. Of course, they've got an Agenda 2030 to implement. And Trump seems to have slowed them down a bit, and they seem to be up in their game. They seem to be getting more desperate, but they're not hiding in the shadows anymore. They're actually coming right out and saying it. But I don't know if anyone else picked up on that or not. But when he was giving that speech and said 700,000 people would die worldwide, he actually smiled. He actually smiled. That's 0.7 of a million less people, you know, for him to. Basically worry about. These people really are psychopaths. They really are. There's no two ways about it. Yes, I know they're occultists and everything else, but you know, the bottom line is they are concerned with mass murder. That's what they're concerned with. Mass murder and, you know, anything that will bother that cause. You know, they're good with. Now, Gates, I mean, famously paralyzed 46,000 Indian children with a polio vaccine. 46,000 of them paralyzed. And if the Indian High Court are wanting to, they've issued an indictment for them to go and answer for this. And they're not going to give up. They've got top Indian barristers and everything onto this, and they're not going to give up. They're not speaking about it on the news. Surprise, surprise. But yeah, that's what's happened. And it wasn't just that. He also sterilized a whole load of women in Africa, and said I can't remember what the number was. Something outrageous, 78,000 or something. Were sterilized, and some of them actually just died with this vaccine he was handing out. And they were the Africans were saying, "Wait a minute, we're guinea pigs. He's using us as guinea pigs. That's what he's doing." And all this women, they were just basically concerned for the family and the family's health. So. They, you know, they queued up and they actually trusted them to be given a vaccine that would be good for their health, and basically destroyed their chances of ever having a family. And then he turned around and said, "Oh, it was a mistake. It was a faulty batch. The batch had got contaminated or whatever." It's absolute rubbish. He's up to. We know exactly what he's up to. Now, there's a patent. He's got a patent out for Corona vaccine? Bill Gates has. Actual patent. Now, well, it's a company that he backs. Why would you need patent for a vaccine if it was natural? You can't patent something that's natural. You can't. So the fact there's a patent on it, or a patent on the vaccine, shows that it's a man-made. It's been manufactured. I don't think there's anyone would argue that point. It's kind of taken as a given. Loads of scientists have looked at this, looked at the structure of the so-called virus, looked at the platform, the chassis, and said this is clearly, you know, it's got different elements of different bits and pieces. It's a bit like having a car that's you know, the front end off a Chevy and the back end off a Ford and the engine out of a Buick, and trying to say that it's a normal car. It's not a normal car. It's a bit of three other cars. So it's been cannibalized. It's been, you know, been made in someone's shed or whatever. It's the same with this virus. You can tell, scientists can tell just by looking at its structure and where it came from. It's got a HIV kind of chassis. It's got an HIV kind of platform, and that's one of the things that make it so virulent. A famous virologist said that it was very unusual for a virus to pass so quickly between countries with different climates. Normally, you know, a virus will maybe spread amongst the desert people, where it's really warm and dry, or it'll spread amongst the cooler places in the world, and it'll tend to just stick to there because it's a natural virus, and it's thriving in a particular temperature and humidity and everything. Anyway, this virologist said this has clearly been manufactured because it doesn't, it's crossing all these different boundaries of climate and temperature and everything. So it's clearly been manufactured to do that. Now, the 5G connection, I'm still convinced, absolutely convinced, because Wuhan was the epicenter and the first place to roll out 5G, I'm absolutely convinced that a lot of the symptoms, in particular these people just falling down in the street, dropping down dead in the street, or collapsing in the street, in Wuhan. There's loads of videos online with that. Eyewitnesses, you know. This is not the news. This is people just filming what they're seeing out of car windows or whatever. Ordinary people like us seeing what they're seeing. And they're seeing people dropping down, collapsing. Sometimes, as I say, sometimes they're dead. Other times they're in some kind of a coma or whatever. Wuhan was, as I say, it was the first place in China to roll out 5G, so it's clearly a manufactured thing, and it's clearly being, I don't know, you know, I'm a little bit confused about this one myself, I have to say, because the further evidence of that was that a cruise ship, the Princess or whatever it's called, it was a 5G ship as well. That cruise ship where 14 people died, it had 5G all over it. In fact, it's got a designated satellite, a designated 5G satellite, the Ocean Princess. And as I say, 14 people died on board. There was 100 and odd or 200 and odd infected. And that was across two places where it happened. And now, all across the world, they're going absolutely crazy during this lockdown. They're going absolutely mental, putting up 5G masks everywhere, schools, on top of churches, you know, village halls, disguised as cacti, all sorts of stuff, going up all over the place. And this will be your second wave, I'll guarantee it. They'll turn up the juice a little bit. Anyone that knows about, the 60 gig 5G frequency and knows about these towers is aware that the thickness of the cabling that's used, the gauge of the cabling that's used, is way above what it needs to be. So there's clearly a... It's clearly been weaponized. They're clearly able to turn up the juice, turn up the power. It already is used as a military weapon. They have 5G. They can basically beam you with it to disperse crowds and stuff like that. Now, obviously, they're using a enhanced or increased power, but they can do that in demonstrations and riots and whatnot. They can actually directionally beam the 5G at you, and your skin feels like it's burning or whatever. And obviously, you just run away, you know, you don't want to get inside. So it's already been weaponized. They know it's been weaponized. They're using it, and they're using it effectively. So, all over the world, these things are going on. But I couldn't believe it. I heard the just yesterday. I heard that the I'm sure it was 27 5G masts have been set fire to in Sweden. There's a big backlash in Sweden. It's happened in the UK as well. I don't know the number from the UK, but certainly some of them have been destroyed, burnt down. The whole rush of them, in fact. And it's the same in Europe, France, Germany, Italy, and in Wuhan, indeed, in Wuhan, there was people online cutting them down with grinders and stone cutters, and then sort of jumping all over them and whatnot. People know, it's not just a conspiracy theory or whatever. It causes the blood to struggle uptaking the oxygen. That's what it does. So it's kind of causing it. Kind of causes a bit of a suffocation. That's what it does, and that's the military side of things. You know, that's the official side effects, and obviously they're going to play it down. They're not going to admit to the extent of it. That's what's happening. So it's all part of this. It's all part of this population control. So yes, we're expecting a second wave when they switch on this 5G, a massive second wave, and there'll be all sorts of random cancers, ill effects on people's health. You see it happening already.
Graham, wanted to alert you. You have a caller who joined on the line.
All right. Yeah. Hi. Welcome in, caller.
What's going on, Graham?
Hi. Who's up?
Johnny from Texas.
Oh, hi, Johnny. How's it going?
Not too bad. Hey, I just wanted to know what your opinion is. Bill Gates and these individuals with all this money. How is it that Henry Kissinger and all these individuals you brought up, how is it that these people are running the medical industries? Where did they get certified to even have this? And or the vaccinations. It's amusing. Bill Gates running around like he's a doctor.
Yes, I know. They're concerned with thinning out the herd. That's what they're into. Despite what they say, they're obsessive about thinning out the herd, as they put it. Population control.
Yeah. Eugenics.
Yes. Yeah, population control. I mean, why would you... Why doesn't he just retire gracefully and go on a golf course like everyone else? Why is he so obsessed with this?
Well, I don't know if you've heard about recent stories, but supposedly Bill Gates has big interest in artificial meat, scientifically developed proteins.
Yes.
Have you heard about that?
Yes. Yes, I heard that as well. Yeah, they basically grow the stuff in a lab. It's artificial, and it's basically it's a meat-like product. It's not actually meat. So but just at the same time, they're destroying all the. It's absolutely crazy, you know. There's people in Yemen and stuff like that are dying of starvation due to U.S. sanctions, brutal U.S. sanctions, and they're culling millions upon millions of chickens and cows and pigs and everything, and just slaughtering them and burying them. I mean, you know, it just boggles the mind.
Oh, yeah. And it makes you wonder what's really going on, because you could order an Uber, Burger King, McDonald's all day, this fake meat, but you can't go to your local mom and pop shop and grab a burger or a steak. You know, it's like all this processed food that we already eat, that's the only option we have now if you go out to eat. So I think they're already feeding us this crap.
Oh, absolutely. Have you ever heard of the movie, Johnny, Soylent Green?
Oh, yeah, Soylent Green, yeah.
Soylent Green. I remember seeing that years ago, and it had a ring of truth about it. Even back then, you know, I was only young, but I remember even back then, I thought, yeah, this is the way the future's going to go, you know, because these people are obsessed with controlling every single aspect of people's lives and tracking everybody and everything. It's obsessive. It's satanic, let's call it for what it is. It's a satanic thing.
Well, I remember Pepsi got caught with putting aborted fetuses, tissue matter, in Pepsi products. It was a flavor enhancement. So that's kind of like what Soylent Green goes over, the whole movie. So it makes you wonder what they're doing.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember that, Johnny, yeah.
Yeah, there was a big lawsuit. But then at the same time, vaccinations, as such, you're bringing up Bill Gates. What is it? They got the MRTP, which is technically tissue matter of aborted fetuses. So these people have been doing it for a long time. I think people are just now waking up, though.
Yes.
If they didn't see all the animals getting slaughtered and they didn't see Bill Gates coming at people so hard, I don't think people would be awake right now.
I know. I know.
It's almost like you got to slap them right in the jaw just for them to realize this.
I know it really is, and people are so programmed, so controlled by the Masonic media. They can't actually accept. They can't actually believe that there's a there's a different narrative. There's another narrative, and. You know, all that stuff in the controlled media is just mind control. You can't see. It's a lot easier to fool people than it is to convince them they've already been fooled.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's just like the face mask. I walk into the grocery store and I said, "My goodness, look at these sheep! All of them covered up, head to toe, masked." And I'm like, what is wrong with these people? They've been easily lied to within matters of days.
I know. You think people would have more savvy and, you know, think to themselves, wait a minute, the media lied to us about JFK. They lied to us about 9/11. And they lied again and again about 9/11. And then they lied about weapons of mass destruction and went in on the back of that lie and mass murdered 4 million Iraqis. And now, of course, there was a big cover-up with the paedophile ring and Westminster and the BBC. They covered it up and lied and lied and lied for the best part of 3 decades. So how in God's name do people think they might somehow be telling the truth about coronavirus?
Through fear. That's how they control you, through fear. And these people are rolling and laughing. I don't know, Graham. These people are laughing at us, though.
What's wrong with people? They suddenly think, I mean, the media are consistent liars. We know they are. They're consistent liars. Mainstream media has become so satirical. It's utter nonsense. It's theater-based hysteria. And you think people would waken up from their slumber and, take a reality check and think, wait a second, this is probably, because of all the emotion and all the hype, and the fact of being caught using props as well, do you think people would just give themselves a slap and think, shit, we're being systematically mind-controlled by these freaks that have bought the media?
Well, I do know what one thing happened with the coronavirus. They accomplished 3 things. They accomplished the police state. Now you're seeing individuals call the cops on each other. So everybody's calling the cops on each other. They're reporting each other. They accomplished the social distancing with the 5G and facial recognition. So they're really bringing in the new world order. And all you have to do is take your vaccine, and it's all completed. We're already right here. And people fell for it. It's a golden stroke how they pulled this off. And I guess people are very scared, and they are controlled through mass fear. And that's why they call people sheeple. And it's so true to this day, you know?
It really is. It was a bit of a masterstroke. And, you know, when you look at it, it's got all the hallmarks that 9/11 had. I mean, 9/11 was a kind of masterstroke because it got rid of a building that was going to cost an absolute fortune to demolish because it had asbestos in it. They managed to steal all the gold, and they also used it as a pretext to go in and invade 2 innocent countries. It had nothing to do with it whatsoever. And, mass murder the people and steal their oil. So 9/11 was a bit like that. It was a masterstroke. It had a whole load of different benefits for the satanic elite. It's clearly one of their jobs. They had obviously sat down and discussed it and planned it very, very carefully over years. And that's what they've done with this. It's a multi-level thing, and that's how they work. That's exactly how they work.
Oh, yeah. And they brought in global socialism to the forefront, if you really think about it.
Yes.
Everybody standing in lines. Pretty soon, they're probably going to have you pick a number. Or if your last name ends in a certain letter, a number, if you're social, you can only go to the store. I can foresee this right now. In the next year.
I mean, it's already like Nazi Germany, you know. It's going to be a bit like every time you go out now, there's going to be people at every corner saying, show me your papers. You know, what you doing? Where you going? That's where we're headed. In fact, we're kind of just about there.
Oh, yeah. You see those videos of the cops come knocking on the mother's doors just because the kids are playing with the next door neighbors. And I just shake my head. I say, wow, when the hell did we get this far?
I know.
they take the kids out of school. They can't socialize with other children. They can't strengthen their immune system. They can't go play at the neighbor's house. And then you got the police knocking at your door harassing you. I thought I'd never see this day.
I know, absolutely. I wasn't expecting it to come in so quick. You know, Johnny, I mean, all the stuff that's happening, you know, the virus, the police state, the cutting twitchers and snitchers, everybody, you know, reporting each other and everything. I knew this would all happen. I knew it was going to come to pass. And, of course, the cashless society and everything, I knew this was going to come to pass. But I just didn't see it all happening so suddenly. It's all happened very suddenly, and I think it's taken a lot of people aback. They just don't know what the hell's going on. Yeah.
Well, when you say you have a global pandemic, how can you really argue with that when they're being fed lies? Obviously, you have to use critical thinking, but these people have never used critical thinking the majority of their lives. They've only taken orders. They've only been yes men or women. The public education system, the pseudo-intellectual medical system, and they really just, all they had to do is pass a test and, you know, congratulations, you got a promotion, congratulations, you got hired. And they think they're doing a good job. But look at the teachers' unions. Look at the medical unions. It all goes back, in America, I believe it's going back to the unions. Look how controlled these unions are, the teachers' union, the medical union. And it's a bunch of pseudo-intellectual women prancing around in the medical field, and most of them in the teachers' union, most of these individuals are women, and they're over here making TikTok videos thinking this is a joke, and why everybody's in mass hysteria. And then you have the teachers out there yelling at kids in their yards and at the parents. It's like these people are really a part of the police state. They have been programmed. It's mind-boggling.
I did think it would start in the States, though. I thought the States would kind of be the rollout for it. I just didn't realize that Europe would be in lockstep with it. I thought we would sort of follow you know, maybe 6 months or a year behind the sort of US model. But it's not happening like that at all. We're in lockstep. It is a masterstroke because it's happening in a worldwide basis. It's a global thing. It's been rolled out all over the world. They're sitting in their houses in Singapore and Malaysia and Australia and New Zealand and even Iceland. They're all sitting in the houses, you know, locked up, terrified to go out, and sitting watching their TV, even with masks on. It's mental. Absolutely mental. It just shows you how easy people are led. And I didn't quite think people would be so, so pathetic and so easily controlled. I really didn't see that. I didn't see that coming. I thought there'd be a lot more of a backlash. You know, a lot more people turn around and say, look, wait a minute, this is all bullshit. We're being lied to. It's the compliance that we're seeing. You know, the compliance and the trust in the media is it's beyond imagination. You know, it really is. It's beyond insanity. How compliant everyone is, and how united everyone is in their trust of the dodgy media.
Oh yeah, it's almost like I even see it that we're even going to go through a synthetic reality. You're seeing everybody playing video games, VR. Everybody's watching the TV. They're happy. They're consuming, and. Pretty soon they're going to say you're going to have to stay home. You could only get your groceries delivered to you. You could only get anything you buy delivered to you. You have to stay in your home for the safety of humanity. And while they're being indoctrinated into the synthetic reality with their video games, their TV, their shows, their VR. I think the technology is going to come rolling out next year. If I'm not mistaken, I'm not a gamer, but I believe Xbox and PlayStation are coming out sometime later in the beginning of this year or next year, but they're going to have big VR systems, big integrated systems that you can hook up into your house. It just makes you wonder, how quick are we going to be going into this digital matrix realm, you know?
Yeah.
They're just feeding off of us. You know, we're just consuming, and they're making money off of us while we're just sitting.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And it's like they've been grooming the young people for the best part of 20 years with us. You know, with the content of the computer games and stuff. They've been getting them ready for this. They've been getting them ready for this, you know, as global government, this New World Order. And everybody will be plugged in. We'll all be communicating. We'll be communicating at all times with each other. It'll come that we're all wearing Bluetooth headsets. And, you know, we'll think we're just talking with friends and stuff like that, you know, in a normal call. But everything we're saying, everything, is being monitored and filtered and checked to make sure that we're compliant and we're not stepping out of line.
Well, yeah. Yeah, it's interesting because you've even seen the whole public education system get ripped away. Now you're seeing these law enforcements coming to the parents' house. It's like, I don't think children are going to go back to school. I don't know. That's a big statement, but I think they're going to be trying to change a lot of things in the public education system. And if they're going to do it through Skype or Zoom or whatever it may be, where's the interaction with children? Why are they sitting at a screen now all day instead of a desk? What's the difference between a screen and a desk? Because there's no interaction amongst their cohorts, their peers. And then they're consumed with all this bullshit. So I think they're really prepping this next generation real quick. And this is what some of this coronavirus agenda is.
Yeah, oh, totally. Absolutely. They're totally getting everyone. It's a different, you know, we kind of resonate. We sort of... I mean, I don't want to get too new agey, but we're going to, when you're in fear, when you're living in fear, you're resonating on a different frequency altogether. It's a frequency that attracts illness. It's a frequency that generates toxins in your blood. It's a frequency that can cause viruses just by the state of your mind. And this is what they're doing on the news. They're controlling our minds to have us living in perpetual fear. Perpetual fear, because when you're resonating at that frequency, you're basically weakening yourself. And it's happening en masse, you know. We're collectively becoming much weaker because everyone is united in fear. We're all bloody terrified of this, and we're terrified of that, and we're terrified of the future, and we're terrified of this virus. So, you know, it sort of weakens us just because we're all a collective consciousness, if you like. It gives off a negative vibration, basically, and the negative vibrations are detrimental for your health. If you're stuck in the matrix, you're going to get unwell, basically, because you're making yourself, you know, they speak about being sick. Very literal, that's what happens. You can get sick with worry. And that's what they're doing, yeah.
Oh, yeah, the sick. Yeah, and it just makes you wonder, all these people that have been running us, I know you played the clip with the black lady from the UK, I believe she is. And I saw that clip as well. Yeah, I saw that clip as well. She said, we didn't get enough people sick. We didn't infect enough people.
We didn't infect
enough. They're blatant. Yeah.
I know. Yeah, absolutely mind blowing. I couldn't believe she said that.
And we wonder why they're so in lockstep. The WHO, the United Nations, the UK's medical parliament, all of them are in this together. It's the big club that everybody talks about. And I just can't believe they rolled it out like that.
Yes, I'd be interested to know just how much of these people are members of secret societies, including that dame, whatever her name is. Her on the Royal College of Nursing. I would like to know if she's in the Shriners or the Eastern Star or whatever you call them, because I think this is a global sort of move by these Satanists. You know, and they've all came to the fore. All these people we've never heard of before, you know, suddenly talking about the. You know, population control and eugenics and all this kind of stuff and infections. We've never seen it all before, and suddenly they've all just appeared on our TVs, you know, and they've all got the same vibe about them, you know. They're all, I'm convinced they're all members of the same society. Absolutely convinced about that. You know, that's a common thread that links them all together, I'm sure of it.
Yeah. I would have never believed it probably 5 years ago, but it's undeniable now. And I'm pretty sure money talks as well. Some of these people are getting paid good money. They say, you want to be a part of the club? You want to keep your pension? You go with the program.
Yes.
So I think we're seeing a lot of that as well. And you'll be highly rewarded. So,
yeah.
It makes you wonder, how deep does that go? How deep has this system been taken over? The education system, the medical system. And then on a global level, it just blows you away, because we could expect this from communist China. We've been seeing it forever. But for the EU, UK, America, it's like, whoa. And overnight, people just follow. I don't know how bad it is over there where you guys are at, but I'm telling you, people are wrapped up. They got scarves on. They got face masks on. They're fully covered from head to toe. I'm out here in El Paso, Texas. It's 98 degrees. These people are wearing jeans and long sleeve shirts, and they're sweating. It's like you're going to get sick with all the sweat and mucus that you're breathing in than if you were just to breathe in some nice, fresh, hot air. And these people are just, I don't know. It just blows me away. I don't even like to go out to public no more if I have to. It's not that I'm afraid of the virus. I'm just sick and tired of looking at everybody being communistic, like mind, like groupthink. I just can't take it. It's just, I'm hoping that people will start snapping out of this next week or next month. But it's a state by state process down here in the States. Because every state is doing their own thing. All their mayors are doing different things. Texas is the first state to open up tomorrow, May 1st. So we'll see how that goes. But let's just say that everything happens good when Texas opens up. What happens when these numbers don't match up? You know, everybody's walking around, going to the movies, going to the gym again. You know, what happens when these numbers don't match up? Are we finally going to start seeing the light at the end of the tunnel?
No.
I hope so.
No, absolutely. It'll be interesting to see. There's an easing off in a lot of cities around the world. There's an easing off. They're reducing the limitations on people going out and everything. I've seen on the TV tonight. Places like Cyprus, there's no cases there, but they're now letting the people go out three times a day. They're allowed to go out three times a day instead of one.
Wow.
Yeah,
But it's one of those, it's one of the places where there hasn't been any cases whatsoever. Cyprus.
Yeah, it's just crazy. It reminds me of, I don't even want to bring up Alex Jones, but I do remember his first channel was called Prison Planet. I'm not mistaken, when he was with BBC or BNN or something like that. Short wave. Prison Planet. And I was thinking about this the other day. I said, how the hell did we get to this point? We are a prison planet. They're letting all the prison people out of prison. They're treating us like prisoners. They're making us stand 6 feet apart like if we're in prison. Yeah. I'm like, what the? How did it come so quickly? And you just say coronavirus and you're going to die. And I guess everybody just lines up like sheep.
I know. Everyone wonders how uneducated populist people walked into the Holocaust, more or less voluntarily.
Yeah. That's crazy.
It's so easy to get people, surprisingly easy to get people flipped up and hysterical and emotional and just follow whatever orders they're given. It's alarmingly easy to do that.
Well, I think it's very easy because of the media. You know, back then it was newspapers and a little bit of movie clips. Now, this is all people are getting fed. Everything, social media, Instagram, TV, radio, whatever you're doing, video games even. They portray it in video games. Oh, you're playing a video game. There's a mass breakout of a pandemic. They're literally programming you into this. And I think that's why we're seeing this be easily rolled out. It's a scary thing. That's why I don't watch TV. That's why I don't play video games. But I see my generation and others, they're just all into this. And
I know. But listen, Johnny, you must admit, another way that this is a masterstroke for these people is because it's a very convenient way to kill off the old and the infirm and the sick and save the government an absolute fortune in old age pensions and social security benefits and all this kind of stuff. Because it's older people. I think the average age of the corona victims is 77.7, I read somewhere. So these people are all pensioners. So the country will be saving an absolute fortune and also preventing itself from, from going bust. I spoke about this before on some of my earlier shows. The baby boomers, it's like a light bulb. If you can imagine the shape of a light bulb, the baby boomers, that bulb people, have basically moved up in age, and the baby boomers are all in the next 5 years, the next 5 to 10 years, all the baby boomers will be retiring, and in this country and most of Europe, the baby boomers make up the biggest part of the population. These people are now between 55 and 65 years old. That's kids that were born in the late 50s and 60s. And they'll all need pensions. But this is a masterstroke of getting rid of them, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security has been bankrupt forever for the last 2.5 decades, 3 decades. So it makes perfect sense.
Of course it does, yeah. Imagine the difference it'll make to the economy, saving all those weekly and monthly payments for all these old people. It's an absolute masterstroke. It really is. I know in the short term they've added a couple of million people onto the unemployment and claiming benefits. But in the longer term, they basically have capped the population. They've sliced the cap of the population with this virus. That leads me to another thing, Johnny. I've seen a few doctors saying that the ventilators are killing people, and that ventilators is not the right treatment for coronavirus people. They're basically, I didn't know, but they're basically a ventilator to sedate people to such an extent they're in a mild coma, and they take over their breathing. That's what a ventilator is. It's not just a machine that helps you with your breathing. They actually medicate you up till you're actually out of the game, and basically force you to breathe. And apparently, it's the very thing that's killing a lot of people. Have you heard that?
Graham, I've heard that too. That they need to paralyze them, or else the body resists. You know, it's just a autonomic reaction to that equipment being there and manipulating your lungs like that. So they need to be paralyzed, or else the ventilator isn't able to work properly. But yeah, I've heard some of those stories as well. I just wanted to comment though briefly, just to point out though that I don't know if it's all that fair with all the information we've been collecting these days. For you to single out the official Holocaust narrative to such an extent. Now, I know you have family who served in the war and everything, but there was a lot of evidence now that seriously questions this, you know, this mass extermination. I mean, there were work camps there. There's no question. But I mean, it's not like, you know, these weren't people who were communist infiltrators in the nation, if they weren't of the Jewish people, and the Jewish people, just like a lot of other countries, had their way financially, devastating the country prior to that. It's not like there was no reason why they were taken out of those positions. But I mean, you know, there is a lot of evidence, even the personal diaries of a lot of the you know, the noteworthy figures, leaders during the war, and generals. None of these people mention any Holocaust. You know, it doesn't make any sense that they wouldn't mention, oh, this horrific mass, you know, extinction. There's just a lot of questionable evidence. I just don't think it's fair at this point in history to single it out like that. But the compliance of people to an authority figure rather than deciding things for themselves is a valid point when you have any sort of, you know, mass control. And people saw people saw Hitler's control as being, of course, absolute. But I see a lot of what he did for the nation as being a positive, as opposed to someone like Stalin, who I don't think in the West here we criticize enough, who that there is no question the amount of deaths that he was guilty of. I mean, 14 million deaths across Ukraine, and as far as the Allies after the Second World War, I mean, Dresden and I forget the other key city were carpet bombed, firebombed, you know, women and children. Okay, so how do the British and Americans justify that? And that's something you can't debate. You know, there was definitely genocide by the Allies at the end of the war. And of course, the Jewish power structure wanted Germany decimated because they were offended by this. But look at the banking system. This is largely why they had been thrown out of 109 countries over the years. It wasn't just Germany. So I just don't think it's fair to criticize that. You're better off criticizing, you know, Soviet Russia under Stalin. You know, and it would be a little more fair, a sort of analogy for the totalitarianism, because I do think there's a lot to debate about Germany and the motives of the victors writing the history books.
yes, I know. Listen, I get your point, and it's a point you've made before. However, the word Holocaust, the term Holocaust, is a modern term. It wasn't a word. It wasn't a term in the 1940s or the 1950s. It's a modern term that's been applied. It's a bit like saying the word dinosaur doesn't appear in the Bible. There wasn't a word dinosaur until the 1940s.
No, but this, you know, this mass genocide in these camps, we don't see any of this written about in the personal diaries, memoirs of all these generals, of all these you know, global leaders of the West, you know, at the end of the war and just after the war. So that not just the word, but they don't mention this, you know, this genocide,
you know,
at all, as if it didn't even occur. And of course,
it doesn't really matter, though, Richard.
Getting too hung up on analogies of history when we weren't there ourselves is futile. The totalitarianism we're experiencing right now today is what's important. I get it. I understand.
Yeah. No, I mean, putting the sort of written records aside for a minute, they've unearthed in several civil engineering projects when they've been digging down to get, you know, make foundations for hotels and stuff like that. They've inadvertently, opened up mass graves. You know, there was an industrial scale extermination.
Graham, I'd say that was faked as well, okay? I'd say that Jews want new evidence to be found to reinforce their narrative, especially with the internet. Their narrative's been falling apart by too many people doing research and obtaining other people's information out there. I'd say that I don't buy that story of them uncovering these mass graves later on. You know, just like I don't buy that Israel was conveniently working on a coronavirus vaccine for the past 2 years, but didn't know anything in advance about this breakout and this economic lockdown. So I'm sorry, I'm very suspicious of the tribe for good reason.
Yeah, but you've got to watch and not get too emotional about this and too ridiculous. The mass graves that were found, I mean, this wasn't some kind of Jewish narrative or whatever. It wasn't like that at all. It was a Balfour Beatty, one of the biggest construction firms in Europe, opened up the ground.
Well, finding mass graves is one thing, but what people you want to say those were, you know, is another. Okay, and I think that, you know, they wanted those people to be labeled as Jews because it supports the most important narrative to prop up those in power in the world.
Well, they weren't just Jews, though. They were the mass graves that they discovered in Poland were Jews and Gypsies and others, and they know exactly what they were.
Well, okay. Well, that does sound like it could be people from work camps. All right, there were deaths, and you know, let's remember that this was
They were worked to death, yeah.
No. I mean, they weren't so much worked to death as there was disease. There was disease, and near the end of the war, supplies ran low. Eventually, even German civilians and soldiers were running out of food at the end when they had supplies cut off. But, I mean, the large amount of deaths, of course, was due to the rampant disease. That's what really accounts for a lot of what is attributed to. I mean, but this is really getting off. I mean, I meant to at least put in a few words to point out that the story is still up for debate, is all. But I really didn't mean us to get off so long from the present day, concerns here. I didn't mean to take it off tangent for so much of your show.
Yeah, I know. Well, I mean, that's another show. It's maybe a show you can have or whatever. I'm more concerned with the matters at hand, what's happening,
2020. The debate history in the face. But nevertheless, we've got to deal with what we're dealing with now, which is a society turned upside down. And some false narratives coming through the news, repeated over and over and over again, brainwashing us into this horrendous smokescreen, which is the coronavirus. I've said right from the start, this is a smokescreen. There's other stuff going on. They've got us all talking about corona and panicking about corona and getting hysterical about corona, whilst there's a much bigger agenda being pushed forward. And I'm convinced that they are also busy trying to start World War III while all this stuff's going on. I don't know if you've been following events in Syria. The Russians have sent hundreds of tanks by cargo ship, hundreds of tanks, into Syria around Aleppo. And they've also given, I was quite surprised, they've also given hundreds of tanks to Hezbollah. And they're going to wait to attack the Turkish positions. And as you probably know, the Turks are all lined up there as well. They're trying to impose, they're trying to basically expand Turkey into Syria and have they call it a de-escalation zone. But there's going to be a war there. And the Russians have also moved in some really heavy field artillery. In fact, it's the biggest howitzers in the world. They've moved all of them into position. And as soon as a ceasefire's over, Turkey are going to get annihilated. That's what's going to happen. And at the same time, they are busy ratcheting up the tensions in the South China Sea. They're just absolutely gagging for a fight in the South China Sea. And none of this is making the news. None of it's making the news. But I really think World War III is going to break out in the middle of this. And we'll all be busy talking about corona and, this and that. And, historical bullshit that's got no real relevance. I really do. I really believe that. We're totally being blindsided and smokescreened. And World War III is about to kick off. And I think that's the plan. Just by the rhetoric, just by the ratcheting up of the the drums of war, you could see it. You could see it. They're getting really desperate, really desperate. And all the time we're speaking, over the last few weeks, Israel have attacked Syria again and again and again. I don't know if you've been following that either, but they'll say. It's only a matter of days before they start hitting back really hard, because they've been very, very patient. It's got nothing to do with Israel, but Israel's attacking supposedly Hezbollah positions in Syria. So they've stepped that up as well. Every day there's missiles coming in and planes coming over and all this kind of stuff. But it's not making the news for some reason. And it's almost like a whole section of reality, a whole portion of reality is not making the news. It's just not making the public domain. It's all happening whilst we're banging on about COVID-19.
Right. So
the mother of all smoke screens.
I was just going to say, maybe Johnny would like to make a few more comments before your show runs out of time here.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Richard. That's exactly what COVID-19 is. It's a big distraction. You brought up, it's the biggest smokescreen in history, really. About 83% of humans have the antibody to coronavirus already. So we've already been dealing with this, our immune systems. This is nothing new. Don't get me wrong, it could be an advanced version of it, but The China Seas, you bring up a great point about the China Seas. I was covering this 4 years ago, and I remember watching the YouTube channels and algorithms going down. But how is it that we've had presidents, Obama and now Trump, and nobody's stepping up to China with the China Seas? And it's a weird thing. But Graham, you're bringing up a great point when it comes to the Middle East. OPEC is done. It's crashed. The oil market is tanked. I don't think it's ever going to come back. Globally, I think everybody is on their own trade right now. That's my opinion. What do you take on that? OPEC is done. There is no more global trade amongst oil.
Well, it was on the slide anyway, Johnny. Global demand was going down every year. There's a steady decline in the demand for oil for a whole number of reasons. Electric cars, more efficient vehicles. People are more aware of the costs involved and they're sharing vehicles and all kinds of stuff. And there's more and more people using vegetable oil for fuel or, you know, processed vegetable oil for different fuels. And there's just less and less demand, as I say, for oil. And more and more production. And they keep finding more. They reckon that in Canada alone, those tar sands they've got, they reckon that there's enough there in the tar sands field to keep the whole world going for another 150 years. And yet we were told at school, I remember getting at school, that oil was a finite resource and we were going to run out in the next 10 or 15 years. And there was a kind of panic about it. But the truth is that there's a glut of oil now. They've run out of places to store it. In fact, there's hundreds of super tankers floating around at sea, floating around, full of oil, just waiting to see if waiting to see if they've got somewhere to sell it. And I don't know if you heard this one, but Saudi Arabia sent 20 super tankers. I can't remember how many million barrels there is in each tanker, but they sent them to America. And they're sitting anchored offshore in America to try and compete. Well, when the markets reopen, they're going to have these 20 super full of fuel to flood the American market with cheaper fuel. And remember, Arabic oil is what they buy through. It's of a much higher quality than that stuff Americans have been obtaining with fracking, shale oil. Light sweet crude is way better. And so they're ready to go into, as soon as the markets reopen, they're ready to go into a price war, the Saudis. That's basically stabbing America in the back, if you like. They intend to crash the shale. I mean, the shale oil industry is already on its knees. But with all this oil sitting just off in tankers ready to pump ashore, they're going to, even if we do sort of semi-recover from this, the Saudis is going to see to it that the American shale oil industry is completely shut down forever and off of the, off of the global map. Did you hear about that?
Oh, yeah. That's a whole episode within itself. Yeah. And we're even seeing America start working with Mexico. I did bring this up about a year ago on this show about how Shell has bought contracts within Mexico. So we've been seeing a lot of relationships going on with that. Trump just brought something up a week ago when it came to the President Nicolas, what's his last name? I forget his last name. No, not Maduro. That's from Southern America. But anyways, so it looks like America and Mexico are trying to have a deal. Everybody's bypassing OPEC. They know all those deals are long and gone. Everybody's already stabbing each other in the back. So when you bring up the whole Saudi Arabia trying to flood America with oil, yes, that's why we're seeing a lot of deals being made with Mexico and America to pump oil. So there's a big deal going on right there. So it's a shame because we just gave Saudi Arabia a bunch of military equipment, and then they stab America in the back about 7 months, 8 months later. I never trusted the Saudis, but my goodness.
Well,
you wouldn't think they would try to do that.
To say a big arms deal is an understatement, Johnny. It was the biggest arms deal in history. It was an eye-watering $207 billion with a B.
Yep. Yeah. That's
good. Well, Graham, it looks like you're just about at the top of the hour. If you want to, I don't know, sum up your final thought and say good night to your guests, listeners, rather. Hopefully you will stick around for the roundtable.
Yeah, that's great.
Excellent.
Okay, folks, we've run on a little bit. It was 5 minutes late or so and getting started, so, it's not so bad if we've run on a little bit. But, a lot of stuff to... a lot of stuff to speak about. You're welcome to join the round table, which is back-to-back with my show now. If you want to contribute or phone in or, speak about any of the topics or any of the points that I've raised in my show, you're more than welcome. But we're going to wind it up for now. I'll be back next Thursday with an edition of 21st Century Jackabout. So, so I'll bid you all good night and God bless. And I look forward to hopefully hearing from you on the round table. So, so take care, good night, and God bless. Till next time.
Cowboys count.